Hello and welcome back to Mbavu. I am Ben.
Big Mbavu guy.
All right, so for those of you who are just joining us for the first time, that's from Miami Blizzard Audiovisual Universe. So
jinx. That is it's a phrase, Ben. It's fine.
All right. So we have our returning special guest Addie. Say hi.
Hi.
I can't see her. She's behind two of my screens. And we have a new DJ.
Not Zach. Hertz from last week.
Yeah,
but
we needed a Zach, so we have
DJ Zipla.
Is that what you call yourself?
Yeah. Why am I not allowed a name?
You can, but it's
your name.
Be bad.
Wait, speak closer.
It's DJ Zipla.
Since how? Okay, how did you get that name? So Zach, I hear that you might only be joining for half the show today.
Now that I'm here, and the wind is running.
The AC.
Yeah, that.
Sleep deprivation.
So Zach is on 2 hours of sleep, is what he told me. So he might only be here for half a show. We'll see.
May or may not be true.
We do. He won't tell us why, which is a little concerning. But
it happens.
It happens. All right. What's everyone's sleep deprivation story?
Oh man.
Eddie, will you move so I can see your face?
Okay. I feel like everyone has that one thing.
Move this way.
For me, it's maniacal laughter. Like okay. I start laughing like I'm like possessed by a demon.
It's really bad.
Yeah. have you heard my demon laugh?
I definitely have. I mean, we go to school together.
Yeah, probably. Nice. But yeah, that's my thing.
I feel like I'm typical. Like I either get really slap happy or I get like very quiet.
My eyes get big.
I'll attest to it. Our viewers can't see it, but they're very big.
They're very beady.
I feel like I just get talkative and then not talkative, like, really, really quickly. Like, I either go from, like, super high energy just because I'm running on fumes, or I'm not. And then I get hungry.
Interesting.
Thanks.
All right. Should we play a song? Yeah. Zach, do you want to submit a song?
No.
No. Okay.
Addie,
you got a song?
I'm going to get a song, yeah.
All right, well, she's thinking.
Well, I know what song I want to play.
Oh, well, then why'd you go to your phone?
It's a Tufts band, and it's called Sour Candy. It's got to rep our local artists, and it's
By Carly Rae Jepsen, local Tufts artist?
No.
By who?
Melt, I think, is the name. Album artwork.
Okay, here we go.
Sour candy in the boathouse on the lake over. Are you ever coming home? I like you with your sour candy in the boathouse on the lake. But I hate, I hate, I hate, I hate, I hate, I hate the way it tastes. Oh, it's been so long. And I can't help but wonder, are you ever coming home? When I see you with your sour candy, don't want it any other way. Oh, I just hate, I hate, I hate, I hate, I hate, I hate the way it tastes.
And we're back. So we had a heated conversation over the course of that break about whether or not the lead singer from that band goes to Tufts. And so the band is Melt. That song was Sour Candy, if you couldn't tell based on every other word. And Addy is convinced and spouting slander that that is who the artist is. And we have our master 2 hour of sleep detective, Zach Mintz, on the case.
DJ Ziploc, actually.
DJ Ziploc has texted an anonymous source saying, is Melt the band from Tufts? And our response is, the singer from Melt goes to Tufts, but Melt is her band with high school friends. So, inconclusive results, I would say...
Disagree.
I would say that disagree. Is not a Tufts band. That is a band
definitely
that
is a
lives
Tufts
at
band.
Tufts. Which is like saying, I'm a man from... Like, last year, I'm a Haskell man, rather than I'm a man that lives at Haskell.
Okay.
Which I would never describe myself as a Haskell man.
I feel like you're trying to pick a fight in an area where just really no one's invested.
You're invested.
Nobody ever would call somebody a Haskell man, also. But nobody would ever call anybody a Haskell man.
Would you call Chris a Miami man or a man of Miami?
I'm a Haskell gentleman. It's like in Oxford where you choose your colleges and you're like really like territorial and stuff.
Oh, so you are invested.
I'm a Haskell gentleman.
He's just invested in Oxford.
No, I just felt like saying that.
He just wanted to do an accent.
No, I'm doing my accent later. I don't want to do it anyways.
Don't spoil it. Okay.
I'll do
Glenn.
Basically,
we have to rep Tufts artists, and that was the point of that song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Local communities.
But that's okay if Ben doesn't want to do that. It's really fun.
On the number of times that Addy got like a slight edge in this conversation and stood up from her chair, walked across the room as though she mic dropped and then sat back down was twice.
It's hard when nobody believes you.
I argued two more times than she should have.
Well,
by twice.
That's fair. Maybe I just want to stretch my legs, you know?
Did you?
So,
I did.
What did everyone do this weekend? Zach, what did you do this weekend?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Fair.
So we have
fair.
No reasons
Super
for the sleep
fair.
Deprivation.
Should we try to push that? Should we try to, like...
No, I just remembered.
Thank God.
Could you tell us?
I could.
We'd love to know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's the way the show goes.
So, my best friend from middle school was visiting, which is weird because that was so long ago.
That was like a different
Zach, what middle school did you go to?
Seven Hills School.
In
Walnut Creek, California.
Did you go there?
Oh, California! For our viewers, Ben just pushed the mic away from my
phone. Wow, it's California. Never heard about it.
Yeah. Is it like the second largest GDP of any country ever?
Country?
Yeah, like if it were a country, yes.
That's cool, though.
Does it have no rain and a lot of forest fires and is essentially like an apocalypse playing ground?
Droughts. You
for
name
sure,
it, they have
sure.
it.
Zach,
except for hurricanes.
What's it like not having water ever?
Pretty tough.
Thirsty.
Wait, no. Enough about California. I want to hear this story. We got to...
Yeah, okay.
But that was kind of it.
Oh, it was just your middle school friend was over.
Yeah, she was here.
Doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Being
active.
Old friends.
We just were.
Yeah? Nice. Yeah.
Chris, what'd you do this
I
weekend?
Love being.
This weekend, I went to Vermont, and I stayed in... Fun fact, my dad is listening for the first time.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, every Jorge.
Jorge, I think he's listening. He might have dropped out.
He
likes listening to, like, Led Zeppelin, not, like, Melt.
Don't knock my song.
Melt?
Like the
YouTube
song.
Channel?
He likes hearing songs Melt. That are by Tufts artists, but this one isn't, so he didn't like it.
Yeah, exactly.
I go there.
Yeah. No, every week...
Alright,
well,
Chris, what'd you do this weekend?
Oh my god.
Focus.
Tell us about your weekend. Keep it together.
This weekend, I went to Vermont and I stayed with this couple in their 70s who I've never met before.
Kinky.
Jeez.
They're my cousin's friend's parents.
Not a real connection.
And not a connection at all. And they let me stay in their barn, which was repurposed to be a guest house. And I,
what were their names?
Glenn and Sherry.
The best.
Glenn is just like this old man. He's like,
tell us about him. Wait, tell us about
the barn's name.
The barn's name? Guest house. They actually named their house Hollow House. It's like, they like,
it's empty.
It's like, yeah. Well, I think it's just kind of like, it's pretentious, but like good pretentious. You like, they have like embroidered napkins that say the name of their house.
That's pretentious.
It's like,
do they run an inn? Is it an Airbnb?
Like,
no,
like a plaque on the outside I can see, but I don't know about the embroidery.
Oh my God, don't even get me started.
All right.
Yeah, you got it.
Glenn and Sherry.
Glenn and Sherry. It's like an old couple.
What did Glenn sound like, Chris?
Yeah, and will you tell us about...
I'll save that for when I read the radio.
Okay. You're going to do his voice?
I don't know.
Give us a little intro. Give us a little intro about the bear. Tell us about the bear.
Oh, so anyways, we were driving to dinner one night, and then a bear crosses the street. And these are... No, that's exactly what he did. It's just out of nowhere.
God, Glenn's on the air with us.
No, so we're just there. We're like, he's like talking about his golf game. He was like, "Yeah, my partner today, he wasn't so good." And then out of nowhere, he's like, "Yeah, it was a bogey." And it's like, "Bear, bear,
oh my God.
Bear!" And he just like starts screaming bear, and then we saw the bear, and it was wild. Yeah, no, it made that exact noise actually. Yeah.
The bear, that's a bear.
Vermont
noise.
Bears, only Vermont bears sound like that.
Yeah,
you can't find that anywhere else.
Nowhere else.
Yeah. So yeah, it was a riveting time.
What else did you do in Vermont? Vermont.
So I went for a hike, and I was really excited to go for a hike. But my cousin is he's a city slicker. So like, ooh. we were half a mile into the hike, and he just stops and turns around and is like, "I'm over it." I'm like.
Yeah.
Okay, and then so that was the end of it.
He was just like, "We're done, actually. We drove all the way out here, and I flew here for us to do a half a mile there, and then an easier half mile back."
It's exactly what happened. He was like, "Yeah, we can go hiking this weekend." I'm like, "You don't hike. You don't like doing exercise." And he was like, "Oh, we'll see what I do." And then...
I want this to be a lesson to everyone, because Chris's social media does not reflect that the hike was at most a mile. Chris's social media, he uploaded an album.
Most of that was from
of like six pictures, all of which were on the hike. As though
which means that if it was only
a mile, you took a picture less than every quarter mile.
Beep, 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 beep. Can I just join you in like doing weird noises in the background while Ben and Chris argue?
But yours are, like, don't have a reason, so it'd be weird.
Yeah.
Is there like on brand?
Oh, I just saw the post. Wow.
Wait, how many photos are there?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Chris,
oh, the last one's the best.
Unreasonable. No,
the last one is super funny.
The last one
it says pushover. It's like a ski ride. It's like a lift. It says the name of the run is pushover, and I was like, I just smiled with it. That was the end of it.
Did you get pushed over?
No, that would have been funny, but
Chris is merely just a pushover. Oh.
Exactly. What's going on?
She was in my class.
Hey,
Eddie knows the lead singer.
I know the lead singer.
What's her name?
That I knew. Her
name
is
which is interesting because she doesn't go here.
Her name is Veronica Stewart Frommer. She took a gap year last year, so she's in the grade below us, but she's actually our age. And we were in a class together last semester.
Don't say that. Don't say she's my age, because she's so much more successful than I am at my
That's
age.
That's how I feel about Billie Eilish,
and
honestly.
And it makes me really upset when
she is a child.
Is she? I think Billie Eilish is now 18. Or she's 17 still. She's... Okay.
I'm just saying... We're gonna move.
You're freaking me out there with those eyes.
They're crazy eyes.
Those boys. I'm just saying, it makes me so upset. I'm so happy for her that she's, like, found her thing and, like, very successful and, like, popular or whatever. But it makes me so angry when somebody my own age...
It's
like
it's the worst when they're younger.
I have
like Millie Bobby Brown or my coworkers were at this entrepreneurship like contest today run by Tufts alumni. Some 15-year-olds were proposing like the super high tech like fire extinguisher that has like the potential to make millions. And I'm there just like typing in spreadsheets and writing thank you notes to donors.
Learning Excel.
Yeah. So.
And they're like, oh yeah.
So it makes me feel pretty cool.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Nerds.
You gotta support the facts. People in the Tufts community, you know? Like, yeah, but also, it's pretty cool.
I wanna play Addy Bingo, and then Free Space is just like, you gotta support the Tufts community. I feel like you've said that a lot.
Can I say, Skobos?
I feel compelled to point out that Addy's water bottle is meant for wine.
It's not meant for wine. It looks like a wine bottle made out of marble.
Water bottle. I have one too.
It's literally a canteen.
I didn't know it was meant for wine until I went to class. My teacher was like, "It's 12 o'clock in the night
somewhere."
Oh. The reason it's called corksicle is because it's insulated with cork.
I am wrong.
Right. Let's look for a song.
I have a playlist. I have a playlist of songs, Chris. Pick one of those.
Pick what song?
Pick one of the songs on my playlist.
Beep, 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 beep.
All right. Is it episode 5? Is that
6?
6? I don't see a 6.
Go to your library and go to Mebavu or WMFO episode 6 or whatever.
I don't see it here.
Go to your library.
My library.
No, my library.
You said my library.
Your library
or DJ
is
Ziploc
a name.
Could suggest a song.
Oh, yeah, DJ Ziploc. You're going to get next song after this one.
Oh.
Spread it like
you start thinking now.
Jelly.
Start thinking.
Think.
Ben, I don't.
All right, I'm going to walk over to help you.
You have to say ding really loud when you get it in your head.
Ding, ding, ding. That's the S&P.
Beep, 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 beep.
It's a song. Find it.
Your library. All right.
I found it, listeners.
I'm just going to Chris's water bottle. Has a sticker of somebody holding a crock.
It's Steve Irwin holding the crock.
So sorry.
Crikey, mate. I'm petrified of shacks.
Ouch.
And
I'm so sorry.
That's what somebody said to me. Well, I do. Tears behind these eyes. We've taken off our clothes. Let's take off our disguise. It takes two. My sweetest taste. My
hideaways.
Hello.
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 All right.
How are
so
we
back.
We're doing well. So we haven't heard about, we haven't talked about Addie's weekend, and she traveled a little bit, didn't she?
I did. I traveled all
Everyone's
the way.
Everyone's traveling and doing things.
Yeah. That's what summer's for.
We're an active crowd here.
I traveled all the way to Nashville, Tennessee.
We'll do it in an accent.
Nashville, Tennessee. And I ate some awesome barbecue for my fans of Master of None.
What type of barbecue?
Oh, all types. So we got the like platter. So like beef brisket, pulled pork, pork shoulder, and of course side of mac and cheese and coleslaw.
Do we believe in mac and cheese here?
What do you mean?
Do we believe in it?
Like, absolutely.
Are you like a flat 100%. Earther for macaroni and cheese? Or like, do you like it or not?
I think mac and cheese exists. That's not what I'm saying.
I think it might.
Well, I actually have a question, and this is like there's a right or wrong answer.
Okay, let's do yours first, then we'll come back. We'll circle back.
Breadcrumbs on mac and cheese.
All right,
or
yeah,
no,
we're cutting that off.
Yes,
we do not believe in that.
Yes,
at all.
Absolutely.
No. What do you think, Zach?
I need breadcrumbs on my mac and cheese. You gotta cook it in the pot, in the saucepan, and then you put it in the oven with the breadcrumbs.
Have you tried Kraft?
That's the correct answer.
Have you tried Kraft?
Well, that's what garbage people eat, and you're a garbage person, so it makes sense.
Kraft punk.
Wow. Well, it was good. The mac and cheese I had, and
I hate
mac and cheese. That's real mac and cheese.
Popular opinion. I hate mac and cheese.
That is a very unpopular opinion.
Unless it's Kraft, in which case I love it.
For me, it's the opposite.
If it has the stupid,
for me, it's the exact opposite.
The stupid little borders with like the weird crust on it. That's the and the top. Ugh.
Oh, it's delicious. And that crunch.
All you want is the middle, and you don't.
No.
And when you make it for real, it gets all like chalky and has all these like granules.
You would
in it.
Not
because you don't know how to cook.
I don't make it because I don't like it. This is when food professionals make it. Tastes terrible.
Change the station.
Yeah, I agree.
I just wanted to share my popular.
Oh, we're getting a call.
Well, unpopular.
All right, do not answer the phone, Chris.
I forgot how to do it.
All right.
Right, you guys keep talking. I'll figure it out. Addie, keep talking about your weekend.
All right. Well, so in Nashville, they have this supermarket called Piggly Wiggly.
Hello, caller. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Is this the Chris and Ben show?
Yeah, this is.
Yeah.
We have two other people on the show today, though.
Yeah. Well, hi, Dad.
So this is Chris's dad.
Hi, George.
I didn't think I was going to get through. The lines are jammed.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So you guys are giving Howard Stern a run for his money.
Oh.
That's good to know.
Good old person reference for those 50-plus-year-olds out there.
Hey, we have that.
13 listeners.
We have no idea.
We don't know who they are.
We have no idea. The phone lines are jammed. They're all trying to talk to us.
Great show, everybody. Very entertaining.
Thank you, Dad.
Are you a first-time listener?
I'm a long-time first-time.
Okay.
Long-time supporter, first-time listener.
I get that.
That's a good one.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Nice.
All right. It's good to hear. What do you have any song requests that you'd like to hear?
No, you guys don't play Zeppelin.
We could. As long as there's no cursing. I actually did call that he would play that.
Chris called it.
Chris absolutely knew.
I've been listening, so
my sister's listening too.
Oh,
that's very
the
exciting.
Whole family. Wow.
And my cousin. Wow.
It's like a fireside
less,
talk.
It's like Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Where they have
This
is a strange episode to start with, but
yeah, this is a very you came in at a weird point. If you want to stream it, you should start from the beginning.
I think it's great.
Yeah, otherwise you're gonna miss all of the in jokes. Like, we have a lot of running jokes, mostly where we just say Mbavu, but
and then I do like I read like an ad, and then I just speak it in an accent.
We have a lot of culture here at this show.
Yeah,
traditions that you stick to.
Yeah.
All right, so you want a Led Zeppelin song? Is there one in particular you'd like to hear?
No, I'll let Addie pick it.
Oh.
Really?
Sure.
All right. Do you know any Led Zeppelin songs?
Oh, that was a test. You absolutely failed.
Oh, no, she said immigrant song. Oh, there we go.
Oh, I heard her.
Yeah.
All right.
I said it.
Thank you for calling, Ed. Right. Bye, the rest of the show.
Great job, guys.
All right. And here we have...
Picked by me, of course.
Picked by Addie. She said the words. What song is it?
The
immigrant song.
You heard it a second ago.
All right.
All right, we're ready. Let her rip. Alright, so Addie decided she needed more of that limelight, and she wants to tell us all about her weekend, so...
Well, wow,
so selfish.
I actually do want to hear more about it.
I just want to talk about the most important part of my weekend.
So
and
where
that's,
were you? Where were you?
I was in Nashville, specifically at Vanderbilt.
BLT. Wow.
BLT. Cool. I haven't heard that one before, but... the reason I was there is because I was there for my sister's white coat ceremony. For those of you that don't know what a white coat ceremony is.
Let's all guess.
Oh, yeah.
Chris, what do we think a white coat ceremony is?
It's when you become a doctor.
Okay, without...
Well, close.
You kind of ruined the game. I'm gonna
spoiler alert,
we were supposed to come up with outrageous ideas about what it might be. It's when you're the opposite of a British soldier.
No, it's okay. It's when you start... Red isn't the opposite of white.
Okay, first of all, I'm colorblind. Second of all,
oh, yeah. Ben's colorblind for our listeners opposites. Out there that didn't know that.
Is white a shade or a color?
Ooh, we're not... we don't have time, Addie.
Okay, you're so right.
We do, but we shouldn't.
We do, actually. Should we do it?
No, please.
Okay. Next week.
But if you're putting on a white coat, maybe it's if, like, you're traversing, like, Alaska. You know, like the race they do that Balto did?
Have you been skiing, Chris?
Yeah.
You know all those people who wear
the white
puppy?
It's called the Iditarod.
Okay, we're moving on.
Chairs?
Yeah, some
yeah.
of them.
Yeah.
Seat. What were you saying, Benji?
You know, have you ever been skiing and seen all those people in those, like, white, like, snow pants and white jackets, and you're like, if you get into a crash,
yeah.
no one will find you.
Yeah, or like a snowstorm.
You are dressed like an iceberg.
Well, yeah. they're like, yeah. they're, remember in the Inception in the snow dream when they're all, like, wearing the white camo? that looks really cool. Looks cool. But it's kind of the same thing.
That's not a but maybe it's Campbell, you're trying to blend in.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, you were talking about the white coat ceremony, which we decided was the Adirondack chair of the ceremony.
You guys know Selena, right? Selena Vidal?
Yeah.
Well, she's listening.
We got the whole gang.
Hey, Selena.
A lot of people listening.
Whole squad listening. All right.
Well, contrary to what Chris said, the white coat ceremony is actually when you start med school, so it's not necessarily being a
potato,
doctor.
Potato, potato.
So they tease you. They're like, when you
It's like a really, it's like a beautiful thing. It's like you get like a shorter white coat when you start med school and then a longer one when you graduate. So this is a shout out to my sister.
You show less ankle the longer you
Right. Well, she also went to Tufts too, so... traveling all the way to Tennessee to continue the Jumbo legacy. And she's starting
what's
med
school. What's her mascot?
The
Anchor Downs. They say Anchor Down.
They say Anchor Down,
or is
but...
a star. Is it a star or an Anchor Down?
All I know...
An Anchor Down doesn't make any sense. That's not a noun.
That
doesn't
I really make any don't sense know what their
Will
mascot
you look it up?
Is. I'm
Will you
not
look it up
gonna
right
lie
now,
to you.
Yeah, I got you.
They say Anchor Down... But okay, but Alabama's is Roll Tide, which is also not a noun. A rolling tide.
Well, actually, in eighth grade, we had a my teacher didn't care about our history class, so his extra credit on things would be like random things. So it'd be like list five schools whose mascots are inanimate objects.
Okay.
Inanimate was
Stanford.
And so it was like Stanford Pine Tree.
Yep.
Crimson Tide, Syracuse Orange.
It's not a pine tree.
Then what is it?
It's a redwood.
It doesn't matter.
It's a pine. Their mascot is
it's just
a pine tree.
A fancy pine tree. Yeah. The Douglas fern.
It's fir, not fern.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
We saw a lot of balsam fir this weekend in Vermont.
Yeah,
man,
I'm something new. Every
I'm actually
night.
Just like paid to like promote
That's
Vermont
so.
Tourism.
That's so cool. Yeah. So. What we're talking about? What is it? Is it an anchor?
Wait, what am I looking for again?
Are they the anchors?
The Vanderbilt
Oh, all
mascot?
I know is that there's like an oak leaf in like the V of their school because they have like tons of oak trees on
it's
the campus.
It's so much. It's so their mascot is Mr. Commodore.
Okay.
And their
Ooh,
nickname
is
the Commodores.
All right.
That's wrong.
Commodores.
Also, Vanderbilt was created and like funded by somebody from like the north in like the 50s or whatever. And he had actually
like
never been
reconstruction
to Tennessee.
Or like
the 1850s?
Because
like Cornelius Vanderbilt, like the railroad.
No.
Yeah, Mr. Vanderbilt.
And
Douglas H. Vanderbilt.
Oh.
And that's just not a real name. That's
honestly, like, could be.
It's Cornelius.
Cornelius H. Vanderbilt.
You don't hear a name like Cornelius and forget it. It's Cornelius. Like, that was the coolest name in the world.
Yeah, corn. But I love Nashville. Lots of live music.
Nashville's very fun. Nashville's
it's
very
really,
fun.
It's a really fun city. Lots of good food. And, yeah,
next
that's
time
all
you go,
that,
next time
yeah.
you go, let me know. I have a friend there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
We can go visit.
Yes, we have to.
We absolutely
love it. I'll be there a lot.
I mean,
a lot of people from my
I'm
high school.
I'm not coming.
I can't go.
Is he invited?
Zach's busy then.
Well, I think Zach's catatonic right now, but say hi, Zach.
Meow.
There we go.
I knew something like that
was
going to
happen. Oh, wait a second. I have a fun fact of trivia.
Fun.
It's like the guy in Migos who's just like, it's like Lambo.
Yeah. Take off, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Take off. That's the one. Mm-hmm. And I'm Offset, I guess.
Offset?
Okay.
Would be.
There we go. Fun fact. You guys ever see the movie Raiders of the Lost Ark?
I have.
You know the girl in the movie Karen Allen? Like, she plays Marion Ravenwood?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, she's staying in the house that I'm staying in this weekend.
No way.
Are you staying in the house at the same time? That
we're
staying.
She slept in the bed that I slept in.
Whoa.
Or she's going to sleep in that bed.
That's like your dream, Chris.
I know. She's
literally your dream.
She's
no,
my childhood
it's almost
crush.
Very, very slightly not his dream.
Yeah. One weekend away.
Very slightly.
Yikes.
But yeah, that's a fun little trivia.
2 weeks between.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. A little bit more separation.
2 weeks.
That's a good song. 2 weeks, Grizzly Bear.
Oh, we could play it. I don't know it.
That would be a good transition.
Hey, Chris, that was the transition.
Transition to what?
Get off your phone.
People are asking.
2 weeks, Grizzly Bear.
A what?
Song. There's a song. Do you know the song?
Bear.
Hey.
Inside Joe.
Wow, Mbafu Universe.
Mbafu Universe
is the word bear in double quotation marks three.
Oh, 3X.
Three, what? What?
Wait.
What are you looking? I'm not allowed to watch those.
Chris
ones.
Just looked up bear.
What am I looking for? Grizzly
Two
bear?
2 weeks.
2 weeks, Chris.
It's a song.
By, who'd you
I think
say,
it's
bear
by
hands?
Grizzly bear. I think
oh,
that's
by grizzly
the name
bear,
of it.
Not bear
you
hands.
You mean grizzly folk?
Grizz folk. That's a good band.
That's a good band too.
But is that
absolute
who,
good
the
band.
Song?
All right, here we go.
Absolute banger. All right, Chris, fade out those mics. Show them.
Yeah.
Show them the song. Oh, we get to talk. Welcome back to Mebavu. I'm Ben.
I'm Chris.
I'm Addy.
Ziploc.
It is Ziploc.
And because you all were acting so fervently, I'm going to talk about my weekend. So I went to the Cod Cape, and
oh my gosh.
While I was there, I decided to reenact and relive my nostalgic childhood.
Wow.
And part of that childhood was I would go up to this house on the Cape and I would go clamming.
You had property on the Cape?
No, it was not mine. It was like cousin's like grandma. Anyway, so a distant connection. But we would go there and we would go clamming, and it is a very fun activity because it is essentially the good part of fishing, which obviously for all of you is the catching, not the waiting for nothing to happen.
Fishing is all about the journey, not the destination.
It's about the very last 15 seconds of the journey, and then only about the destination for the rest of it.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what clamming is.
Tales of all time.
And we go there, we drive there, we've done research, we figure out exactly where the easiest place, like the cheapest place to go is. So we spend like $15 on gas, $30 on a permit.
There you go.
$5 on like the clam gauge to make sure it's the right size.
Budgeting.
And whatever it was, the total ended up being about $70 to $75
Ooh.
In clam mix-wise.
And you got one clam.
And we got, yes, we got one clam. We spent 2.5 hours on this one beach walking up and down. The tide was about half mile out somehow.
Wow.
And we walk, and every about 10 feet on the way out, we dig a hole and like look for the clams, find nothing except razor clams, which actually split my fingernail in half.
Whoa. Yeah.
Very upsetting.
Where?
Right here.
Oh my gosh.
Well, not all the way in half. Like it's split, but it's bad. It hurt a ton and bled a lot. And then, like,
sounds like a good investment.
On a razor clam, and we spent $75, and then by accident I stumble upon a real clam. And a quahog or something.
Right. Not made at all work.
And we got one clam, and that was it. That was the
$75 clam.
The most luxurious clam in existence is what it was.
To ever exist ever.
You couldn't pay for another $75 clam.
I did dissect a clam in school once. It was fun.
Isn't it?
And it was probably a very cheap clam. Mm. No, they have things going on there.
No. They got organs and
they're
stuff.
They're busy. Oh, man. Yeah. They got a lot going on.
They got a lot going on.
So then you need to speak into this thing, Zach.
Microphones working.
Here comes the airplane.
So then the next day, I go out and we go to this place called Salt Pond in East Ham
Eastham. Not West
Eastham.
Ham.
Eastham. And we find
East Bologna.
We find the most amount of clams. The game is Clam or Rock, and it's always clam. Not much of a game.
What's clam?
You're in the water. You're in about like two feet deep of water or less, and you just stick your hand down and you grab a hard object and you pull it up.
So you didn't even need the gear.
You needed the gear. You didn't need the gloves.
Oh.
But you needed the gear.
What if you go down there and it's like a stonefish and it stings you in the hand?
Stay over. Oh no.
It didn't happen. But it was it was fun. Good. It was a really good time, and then it made the net price of each clam probably about $1.
Oh, okay.
Not bad.
You
got like 75 clams. That sounds very unethical. Or not like unethical, but like taking that many clams out of the environment.
No. These are planted. These are planted clams.
They plant clams?
These are
the things they do for tourism.
Yeah, exactly. These are planted by the state, so it's like
sustainable.
It's sustainable.
Yeah.
It's not like they're overfishing clams.
No,
like this is a thing.
They measured how many
we're
you get.
In Massachusetts.
We took the amount you can have for the full week, but because we were only there for a day,
Ooh.
It was fine.
And you weren't won over because of that one on Saturday?
Oh, I forgot to tell the man.
Somebody arrest him.
No, stop.
Wait, what?
Beep, beep, beep.
We're one clam over the amount you're allowed to take.
Oh, I knew it.
Ben, you're doing something fishy.
Sorry,
you're
so
I'm not even gonna lie. I did not plan on... That was a complete accident. I'd also never make that pun because I know clams aren't fish.
Okay.
They're mollusks.
Like related.
So, Chris, do you want to educate everyone a little bit?
Oh, no one heard what I said. Okay, yeah, sure. Okay. What are we doing?
Zach?
Oh, no, I don't know how to do
the ukulele. Do you live near campus?
Music.
I like turtles.
You like turtles? I like turtles, too. They're, like, probably one of my favorite marine animals. Wasn't
there. What do you like about them?
Yeah. I like the fact that they can, like, float.
Me, too.
Anyways.
Zach, what's your favorite part of the turtle? Favorite part of the turtle, Zach?
No one's ever asked me that.
Finn Noggin Dude, right? Any Nemo references? Anybody?
How dare
any
you?
Fans? It's your father.
After everything he went through.
Oh, you're so right.
He went through a lot.
Guys.
He
what
lost.
Have you, you know what?
really feel like this show's punching back. Sorry, Zach.
We all are. I'm waiting to get targeted more.
I like Target.
You guys haven't...
Love Target.
You guys haven't brought the heat.
Get lost in Target.
Target's big.
So big.
I want to go to Costco. I want to see what the East Coast Costco has to... Oh.
All right. It's time for the ad.
All right.
The PSA or
this
whatever.
This is going to teach you guys something.
So this is a thing we do every
Put
week.
Those
we read it.
Walkmans down and listen up.
Yeah.
You heard it. DJ Ziploc.
Out. So yeah, what we do every week is I read an ad about something that we have to do. Oh, it's like a public service announcement. The government makes us do it. And
yeah,
then,
something or other.
And I do it in an accent because it's more fun to do it that way. So here we go. Let me... 1 second, ladies and gents. Is this working?
Yeah, I hear it.
You hear it?
Yeah, let's see.
Oh, yeah. All right. This week, so the people I stayed with this weekend, there's a guy named Glenn. And Glenn is such a character. He's this guy in his 70s. He likes playing golf. He likes collecting art. He likes eating good food and drinking wine. He's a jack of all trades, and he's just what I aspire to be when I'm a geriatric. So anyways, I'm going to read in his voice. Let's see. The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined. According to an Oxfam...
I can't do it.
You haven't even started. It's too much. It's too much pressure.
According
to Oxfam International Report, presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, these men own the same as 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of the world.
Was that the PSA?
Kind of morbid.
Yeah, that's actually it. Like, it's all about, like, wealth distribution.
You haven't finished it.
I don't want to finish it.
You've started.
Can't stop now.
You must.
Go off, Glenn. Go off.
Come on, Glenn.
In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while an income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. What's that all about, eh? The end.
Woo. I don't know what I actually know what you sounded like. What do you think you sounded like?
I sound like Glenn.
And if okay. You also sound like somehow if you took every Bob's Burgers, every Big Mouth character.
Yeah. Yes.
And you pushed them together.
But that's what he sounds like. He sounds
Did you record him? Do you have a video of
him? He sounds like a mix of Coach Steve and Andrew's dad.
He sounds like an icon to me.
He sounds amazing.
He sounds like an icon. Yeah.
The amount of times Chris shrugged his shoulders.
It's
on this
episode. The Glenn thing. You can't.
Oh my God.
Our viewers
can't
see
Chris's shoulders keep getting dislocated.
That's a problem.
Careful.
But yeah. So what he does is he shrugs and he looks to the side and he's like, "So I bought a painting. Bought a painting." And then that's it.
Oh yeah, they're art collectors.
Yeah.
Forgot to mention.
He's an art collector. He's so cool. I just want to be him when I grow up.
And he lives in Vermont.
He lives in Vermont.
Hollows Lodge.
Yeah, that thing.
You probably just gave enough information for us to find him.
No, you can't find him. Okay. I didn't give you the address.
It's called Hollows Lodge. They probably have its own website and Twitter account.
And Noonie.
They have
you forgot
that.
To mention Noonie.
I didn't even mention Noonie. So Noonie's this waitress that works at a restaurant that they like to go to a lot, and she's retiring, and so they like
Love
made
Noonie.
Us take a picture with her. And it was just
they
like
made
a,
shout out to Noonie. Congrats on her retirement.
It was like a very cathartic moment where I just realized that I had like 2 days ago, if you told me that I would be in that situation, I would have been like, "You're lying," because it's just so
it's
weird.
So absurd.
It's
but
not true.
Weirder than less hiking.
I just can't believe it.
Oh yeah.
So you took a picture with a random you, a complete stranger to this man.
Woman.
No.
Goddess.
No. Who made you take a picture?
Oh, Sherry and Glenn made me take
a
picture.
So Sherry and Glenn, two complete
strangers.
They bought
me a candle. It smells delicious.
Oh.
Who are they?
They are, candle buying, art collecting grandparents.
Jorge, I'm calling you out. When's the last time you bought Chris a candle?
Well, he's going to text me. He's like, hey.
I'm just saying.
Called out. Oh, wow.
My dad says to show you a picture of this sawfish that I caught once.
Oh, please.
It's like a weird shark, but I don't feel like showing it, so sorry, Dad.
I want to describe it.
It's just a shark with like a saw on the end of it.
Yeah. Would you...
Like the nose.
Could you do a better job? I'm having a hard...
It's like a shark with a saw on the end of it. I say more?
Oh!
Yeah.
It's like a bird with a drill press on the end of it, right?
It's like a bread knife.
Actually not even remotely.
Bread
yeah.
knife just tied to the end of a fish.
Butter knife.
Wow.
Since Ben's YouTube is up here, for the relaxing guitar music that we play in the backgrounds of the public service announcements, I can see that he's in the middle of a YouTube video called Why Shrek the Third is a Cinematic yeah. Disaster.
Oh my god, who's a bi? Yep. Wait, who's a bi?
Shrefergillis.
Oh, you like him. You
I know. I've probably watched that video.
We both like it.
Not as much as you do, but I like it.
His videos are pretty funny.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
And they're actually well thought out. I think they're well written.
It's just like a really funny title. Why Shrek the Third is a Cinematic Disaster.
Honestly, pretty good timing.
All right, should we play another song?
Should it close us out?
Yes. Let's talk for a little bit
more. We'll talk for a little bit more.
All right, so things to expect in the upcoming episodes are this, what? A lot more of this.
Well, I'm only here for the episode next week, and then I think we go on hiatus.
Well, you go on hiatus.
Well, it's like without me, the show's nothing.
Okay, so Mbavu as a concept is coming to is in its twilight episode here.
It doesn't have to be. Or it's just going to be renamed, right?
And I'm going to,
and we're adding on a new character, a season regular.
Yeah, I think we're holding auditions for who our next full-time...
Well, I thought we determined that.
Well, we're going to talk about it.
Okay, sounds good to me.
We don't have a we don't want to reveal too much.
Yeah, no. We have a lot, store for the viewers.
Yeah, so Chris is going to be going on a slight hiatus. And we are going to... figure out how to fill the void that is left in our heart and soul by our man Chris.
Ben's search bar for YouTube is happy jangly guitar music. Just thought that was a funny
this is what you're gonna miss
these are contributions
from my hiatus.
Evidently necessary from the hiatus.
Well, Ben likes his structured conversation. For me, I'm all free flow, you know, go with the flow.
That's the person that just did the PSA, but it's fine.
Yeah, which
Ben
was
makes
scripted.
Me do it.
Scripted.
Is that going? Zach has four calls. Oh.
Bye, Zach.
At the same time. What the? All right. Thank you, DJ Ziploc. So anyway, we're gonna do some restructuring. We're gonna be pushing the synergies around corporate consolidation. You know, same old, and that will be what's next. And I think so. This is our penultimate episode.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you have one more.
The season finale next week.
Season finale.
NBAVU.
This will be
Miami
the sequel
Blizzard,
to the
audio visualistic universe.
This all you the, Bachelorette fans out there.
The sequel to the Bachelorette finale that was tonight. That will be tonight.
No one cares about it. No
Everyone.
One.
No. Only this cool is the
real
care
one.
About
this
it.
Is the real one. Oh, Ziploc's back.
Ziploc needs a nap.
Ziploc should go to bed.
All right. Hey. All right, and now for our last song. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be a song. So, yeah.
Hope everyone's tuning in to The Bachelorette tonight.
No
one
will
be. It's going to be a great last episode.
No one will.
Literally tomorrow.
There are two nights, DJ Ziploc. Two nights.
Really?
All right, wait. I got to do the thing. All right, so this is Miami Blizzard, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Good night, everyone.
Woo.
That Mrs. Couch Potato, she's in her own world in the state of San Diego. Drives a 98-0, her wage of mine is way low. Pops a little girl, but he ain't too proud to say no. Now he's singing, how the hell I'm gonna stop her? Can you tell me, am I ever gonna stop her? Now that she don't wanna be proper, can you tell me, how the hell I'm gonna stop her? But she don't really show that she be getting high just to balance out the load. Daddy probably tell her, baby, better than how it goes. But she know daddy be mad, only been that daddy knows. Now I'm singing, how the hell I'm gonna stop her? Can you tell me, am I ever gonna stop her? Now that she don't wanna be proper, can you tell me, how the hell I'm gonna stop her? Said I ain't gonna dread or nothing. Now I ain't gonna dread on you, no. I ain't gonna dread about the child is not, but no, I won't. I ain't gon' dwell on living that life.
everybody shout KO that it's nicer. Mr. Couch Potato, just like her. He loves what she does when she does what she loves. Now they got this feeling that it just might work. Singing out of hell, they gon' stop us. Can you tell me, are they ever gon' stop us? You know we don't wanna be proper. Yeah, they ain't ever gon' stop us.